significant crop loss recorded despite four armyworm infestation. And Senegal Prime Minister proposes tougher anti-LGBT law. Good afternoon, with the Lunchtime News at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The annual rate of inflation for February 2026 has reduced to 7.5% from 9.4% recorded in January 2026. This means that on average, prices of goods and services increased by 7.5% between February 2025 and February 2026. Zambia Statistics Agency ZAMSTATS Acting Statistician General Sheila Mudenda attributed this to the price movements in both food and non-food items. Annual food inflation for February 2026 was recorded at 8.2% compared to 10.9% in January 2026, said Ms. Mudenda in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She further attributed this to reduced food prices on items such as breakfast mealie meal, roller mealie meal, maize grain, fruits and vegetables. Ms. Mudenda further added that the annual non-food inflation for February 2026 was recorded at 6.5% compared to 7.3% in January 2026. She also attributed this to price movements and prices of non-food items such as fuel, passenger transport air and purchase of motor vehicles and accommodation services. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has urged former Minister of Health Elijah Mchuma to refrain from issuing further public statements regarding his dismissal. Dr. Mchuma has recently been quoted in the media explaining circumstances surrounding his removal from office, with the latest remarks today in a local newspaper where he claimed that he voted in support of Bill 7 but that his voting gadget malfunctioned. Mr. Mianda said that whatever led to Dr. Mchuma's removal from his ministerial position is now water under the bridge and should be treated as such. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said Dr. Mchuma's continued public comments on the matter are unnecessarily raising suspicion and could potentially damage his political standing. The former minister can maintain his integrity by keeping quiet and focusing on his constituency work, said Mr. Mianda. He added that although Dr. Mchuma remains Member of Parliament for Ikelenge constituency, he risks not being re-adopted for re-election if he continues issuing statements about his dismissal. Mr. Mianda further stressed that politicians must always remember that public office is not permanent and the leadership positions can change at any time.
Our plea to the former, Minister of Health, if we are to actually have sanity in the political landscape. Otherwise, as things stand, people are actually busy debating, people are speculating. People really want to know as to why, actually, this person got dropped. So those are the issues that actually we need to look at, and it's very unfortunate that he has been coming out, with all those statements, okay? So, in other words, we are saying, let our former Minister of Health sober up and concentrate on his political career to ensure that, he gets the body adopted.
The Ministry of Agriculture has assured the nation that there has been no significant loss of crops due to four armyworm infestations recorded in various parts of the country. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Zulu says the armyworms experienced this farming season have not had any negative impact on the country's food security and will not affect the projected output of this year's harvest. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Zulu said government remains fully prepared and is on top of the situation to ensure crops are protected. As early as October last year, the ministry had already distributed assorted chemicals to all the 116 districts across the country and trained over 300 officers as armyworm focal point persons, said Mr. Zulu. He said these officers are working closely with farmers in different parts of the country to ensure that whenever there is an infestation, they are able to combat the vice as quickly as possible.
And I can tell you that despite recording infestation in various places across the country, there has never been any significant loss of crop, and so the animals this year, they have not had any impact on the food security of this country. In simple terms, it's not going to affect the projected outcome or output of this year's harvest. So government is totally on top of things, and
the Lusaka City Council LCC has completed the installation of a cross culvert and extension portal patching works along Tawambeki Road in a move aimed at addressing persistent flooding and improving road conditions. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the works were undertaken to mitigate flooding on the affected stretch and enhance the overall durability of the roadway. She noted that the newly installed cross culvert is designed to facilitate the systematic channeling of storm water into designated drainage systems, reducing water accumulation and preventing further damage to the road surface. In addition to improving drainage, the patching of potholes will enhance road safety and provide a smoother driving experience for motorists and other road users, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that the road has since been reopened to the public, with the council urging motorists to exercise caution when travelling along the route. Ms. Mwamba said the council remains committed to maintaining and upgrading Lusaka's road network to provide safe, efficient and resilient infrastructure for residents.
The Lusaka City Council has successfully completed the installation of a cross culvert and the patching of portals along Tabombeki Road. The intervention was undertaken to mitigate flooding on the affected street and enhance the durability of the roadway. The newly installed cross culvert will allow the systematic channeling of storm water into the designated drainage systems, thereby preventing water accumulation and potential damage to the road surface. The Lusaka City Council remains committed to maintaining and upgrading the city's road network to ensure safe, efficient, resilient infrastructure for all residents.
In Africa News, Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has introduced legislation that could double the maximum penalty for same-sex relations, making them punishable by up to 10 years in prison. The proposal was sent to Parliament on Tuesday after Cabinet approval last week, after a wave of arrests of alleged same-sex relations already banned under Senegal law. Addressing lawmakers, Sonko said the bill would punish what he describes as acts against nature, with prison sentences ranging from 5 to 10 years compared with the current 1 to 5 year terms. Coming up shortly, Modi's Israel visit to test India's priorities in the Middle East. This and more. Stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
The Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is visiting Israel for a two-day visit, his first since the war in Gaza began. Modi is expected to address Israel's parliament and hold meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the president. There has been no meeting with Palestinian leaders on his schedule. The visit comes as both countries look to strengthen ties in defense, technology and trade, a relationship that has grown significantly since Modi came to power more than a decade ago. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The annual rate of inflation for February 2026 has reduced to 7.5% from 9.4% recorded in January 2026. The Ministry of Agriculture has assured the nation that there has been no significant loss of crops due to four armyworm infestations recorded in various parts of the country. And Senegal's Prime Minister Ousmane Sonko has introduced legislation that could double the maximum penalty for same-sex relations, making them punishable by up to 10 years in prison. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasavo. Stay tuned.